One of the reasons some of our churches are dying is that we are saying to our young people, you sing the songs that we like, the songs of our generation. And if you don't like it, you go somewhere else. And they go somewhere else. And one of the mistakes I think they are making, sometimes they're planting churches where all they sing are these Devo songs, and they're ending up, they're building one generation churches. Several years ago, I wrote an article about the lost epistle of Diotrephes the Second. Any of you ever read that one? Okay, this was somewhere around 380 that, it's just a fragment. And Diotrephes the Second was railing against changes in church music. And he said, ever since the apostles fell asleep, we have sung the same chants that we always used before. And now people are coming along with three radical innovations: melody, harmony, and rhythm. And, you know, originally we just sang all in unison, and we would sing mostly on one note until we got to the end of the line. And we would sing a little more, and that was the extent of melody that we had. And now people are just wandering all over the musical scale. And they are singing what they falsely call harmony. People singing different notes. And instead of letting the words determine the rhythm, they have this drum beat like some pagan ritual. And he thought it was just terrible. I think I ended that by confessing that there really was no Diotrephes the Second. My feeble attempt at humor with the lost epistle of Diotrephes the Second ended with a prediction about what's likely to happen in the year 2020. And that was that baby boomer elders, with even a few Generation X elders, would be approached by some millennial kids in the church. And they would say, we were up in the church attic, and we found some boxes with some old songbooks, blue songbooks called Great Songs of the Church. And they have funny shape notes, and we don't know what those shapes are about, but we know how to read music, so, you know, we can sing them. And they have great music by Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, Handel, Mozart, poetry by people like Tennyson. And instead of singing those off-the-wall songs, we'd like to sing out of this book. And the baby boomer elders will say, sit down, shut up, don't bother anybody. We're going to keep on singing those off-the-wall songs the way we always have. And what goes around will come around. Well, there are the churches that are growing are flexible enough to adapt to generations.